This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a story about social justice, culture, big business, and how the National Football League is learning that now is not 2016. That year, NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick kneeled during the national anthem to call attention to police brutality and racial inequality. After that season, Kaepernick ended up unsigned by any pro team, but amid social justice protests now around the country, the NFL's position is shifting. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
5 days after the killing of George Floyd by Minneapolis police, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell weighed in for the first time, saying, quote, "The protesters' reaction to these incidents reflect the pain, anger, and frustration that so many of us feel." Some players and NFL critics called that statement disingenuous. Kavitha Davidson is a sports writer and podcast host for The Athletic.
There was kind of no right move for Roger Goodell to make in this situation, but frankly, he put himself in that place, and the NFL put itself in that place.
Goodell was in a box because Colin Kaepernick. In 2016, Kaepernick was the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. He began kneeling during the national anthem to protest police brutality against black people. His team cut him loose at the end of the season.
Clearly, Colin Kaepernick paid the ultimate price in terms of his career.
That's Charles K. Ross. He teaches African American studies at the University of Mississippi. Ultimately, team owners saw Kaepernick as too risky given the controversy he generated, and they're the ones writing the checks. Ross says that power dynamic in the NFL remains.
When you feel like, you know, you can kind of push your labor force around, you still have control, why do you have to worry about the public? You do what you want to do.
What the league and its teams feel compelled to do right now is show support for the fight against police brutality. Richard Lapchick, director of the Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sport at the University of Central Florida, says after 2016, the NFL started social justice educational programs.
So when I heard Roger Goodell say this, I didn't feel critical of it all. I thought it was part of what they have been doing.
In the aftermath of George Floyd's death, the NFL seems more cognizant of the need to protect its revenue and change its image. In recent days, a group of prominent players turned up the pressure for Goodell and the league to say more, and he did, more strongly condemning racism.
We, the National Football League, admit we were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier and encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest.
In appeasing those players, Kavitha Davidson at The Athletic says Goodell is walking a fine line.
The fear is always turning off those dollars, turning off the people who you view as being the most financially valuable to your fan base.
Goodell is getting some praise for doing more now, but in his recent statement, he didn't mention Colin Kaepernick by name. And the 32-year-old quarterback who started in a Super Bowl is still out of a job. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.